This is the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart of Crystal Lake Tax. And we'd like to humbly let you know that Michael Stewart was recently selected by Wealth and Finance Magazine for Best Retirement Planning in Illinois for 2023. Plus, Crystal Lake Tax was recently chosen by Inc. Magazine for the Inc. 5000 as one of America's fastest-growing private companies. We're honored and proud. Now, here's today's Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart.
If you're looking for financial advice that is not about selling you products, rather having a blueprint that coordinates your investments, taxes, and estate into one plan, all under one roof, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source. Michael is the founder of Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Michael has been a fiduciary financial planner for over 20 years, serving clients across the country on their conservative financial planning needs. Michael is the author of the Amazon book, Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street. So let's head over to the drafting table and get this episode of the Retirement Success Blueprint started.
Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. For those new to the show, let me provide a quick introduction. Each week, I share different aspects on wealth management. Wealth management is far deeper than just investment management. You see, most people have an investment plan, what we call a junk drawer of stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities, but no real plan on how all that fits together. That's why most people just have an investment broker, a broker that sells them stuff. Oh, they talk about financial planning, but have they actually done it for you? Or have they only sold you stuff? At my firm, Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we are wealth managers. What's the difference between an investment broker and a wealth manager? Investment brokers only handle your investments. They meet you once, twice a year, show you a bunch of pie charts, tell you your money went up or down, and that's about it. If you need any tax strategies, you want to be proactive, they say go see your CPA or tax person. If you got estate planning questions, they tell you go see your estate planning attorney. Folks, this is your life savings we're talking about. Your advisor should be able to provide the lead on all aspects of your financial life, investments, taxes, and estate. We like to consider ourselves the general manager of your financial team, overseeing the other professionals on investments, taxes, and the estate attorneys. So we provide a plan that addresses all areas of your financial life under one roof. We've got fiduciary financial planners, a CPA, enrolled agent, a notary, a paralegal, and work with a legal team for estate planning. In fact, as a wealth manager and fiduciary for the last 24 years, I've helped successful savers like you with what are their 5 biggest concerns. Number 1, make smart choices with their money. Not taking too much risk, just enough to achieve the goals. Most of our clients understand that they've made and saved most of their retirement funds, and they just can't have it go away because of a market or because Jerome Powell makes the wrong comment. So they want to make smart choices with their money so it lasts as long as they do. Number 2, wealth enhancement. How do we proactively mitigate taxes? Proactive, save taxes over a lifetime. Number 3, wealth transfer. Transfer to heirs with the least cost, least taxes, least fees, least time, and the least government involvement. Number 4, wealth protection. We help people with life, disability, long-term care protect themselves from unjust and frivolous lawsuits. And number 5, if it applies to you, if charitable giving is important, how do we maximize the charitable impact? Assisting our clients with most of these 5 currents is where there's value. Your financial life is more complicated than just investments. You deserve more. We make sure your money's protected, get all the income and retirement you need, and that you're legally paying the least amount of taxes so you can leave the legacy you want. All right, let's get into today's topic. A CNBC recent headline, quote, Fed sparking irrational market optimism over potential rate cuts. This is according to former FDIC chair Sheila Bair. And I've talked about this and I agree with her wholeheartedly. She's saying that Jerome Powell is being completely irresponsible in the dovish speech that he gave to the markets just before Christmas. In that, oh, we're going to cut rates. And the market interpreted maybe 5 to 6 rate cuts coming in 2024. He telegraphed 3, but he shouldn't have telegraphed any because if the Fed, and people need to understand the Fed only has 2 mandates. They have a mandate of keeping inflation at their target rate, which is currently 2%. So we're way above that. Now they could change that, but they're saying they're not going to. And you have to believe them because they've never really changed that since they instituted this mandate. So they want to get us to 2% inflation. Right now we're over 3. We're not there. Many times we're closer between that 3 and 4 range. We are down significantly from the highest, but we're still making more for goods, paying more for goods and services. Things are not less rosy than they were last year. Just make that clear. Everything's more expensive. What's important to understand when it comes to inflation, yes, maybe inflation's come down to 3 or 4%, but that just means everything is 3 or 4% more expensive than it was last year at this time. And all those prior increases the previous years are still there as well. So it compounds. So they're nowhere near their target. They're still 100% over where they need to be with the inflation target. So why would you cut rates? Because you're going to reaccelerate inflation by cutting rates. And just by talking dovish, which they did, in other words, dovish means they're talking loosey-goosey. We're going to make money easy again. We're going to cut rates, etc. They're forecasting an easy monetary policy that tells everybody, woohoo, we can borrow money. We can leverage up all this stuff. Risk on. So that's why the markets have extended this rally, which has been one of the longest rallies we've seen in a long time. We're really looking at, you know, with the exception of any significant down weeks, we're really looking at around 14, 15 weeks of just going straight up for the most part. And the reality is going to set in because inflation is not under control yet. And if we're not careful with the market going up, this creates inflation, literally creates inflation. And we've seen oil since the Houthi attacks have started in the Red Sea, and I'll get that in another story here in a minute on that. But since that, we've seen oil go from about $68 a barrel up to over $75, $80 a barrel. And that's a 10, 15% move basically in the price of oil, which has a lag effect. You don't see it until about 30 days later at the pump. And so you're going to see inflation creeping back in. And for them to declare complete victory is just crazy. They don't need to raise rates anymore, but they need to stop this nonsense that they're not going to cut them because the other mandate they have is full employment. Full employment is defined when the unemployment rate is below 4%. We consider that full employment. Well, we've got 3.7 unemployment rate now. That's 3.7%. So if that's the case, why would you cut rates? You're not at your inflation goal and unemployment is not a problem. Now, if unemployment gets to 4.5%, 5%, and maybe they're at 2.5% inflation, maybe then logically you could say, oh, we're going to cut a quarter point or half point, try to land that plane softly, so to speak. I just don't believe it's going to happen because of this extended rally that we've had in the markets the last few months. Now, we are overbought on most indices by technical patterns, and the fundamentals, which I might talk about, are not as broad as people would like. It's like a handful of stocks are carrying the load in 2023. And shortly after kind of a little blip of a sell-off at the beginning of the year here in 2024, we've seen the same names carrying the load again. So that leads to our next headline from investors.com, from Investors Business Daily, actually, was the source. Just 12 companies will churn out 25% of the U.S. profits in 2023. So since the founding of this country, America has always stood for robust capitalism. But there's also been concern about too much political power being concentrated in any one place and too much economic power being concentrated in any one place. So we're seeing an American business oligarchy taking shape here. Without question, and they've got the politicians, I don't want to say bought and paid for, but it seems that way. The way they lobby these institutions, they lobby on all sides of the political aisle. So let's go back to the 70s. Ma Bell, right? There was one phone company and they broke it off into seven regional companies. Then launched multiple wireless companies that came out of that. And if you remember the old Singular and all these companies, they all consolidated back together. This happens in industry, back to basically four carriers. Then we saw two of the four, both Sprint and T-Mobile, they paired up and now there's basically three carriers. It's kind of like a trigopoly, whatever you want to call it, where they control it. And it's the same thing on the internet. You've got Amazon and Google basically controlling all the traffic on the web. And so we're at the same point now where we were with Ma Bell back in the 70s. And so we believe that you'll see these companies break themselves up at some point if they get threatened. But there's antitrust suits all over Europe coming. Several states in the U.S. are even filing. But the problem is exactly if you get too much profit in one place, once one thing breaks down and it turns, those profits can disappear in a heartbeat. One of the biggest stocks in 2023, and I think we'll talk about it in the next section, NVIDIA. It's a chip maker, right? With all the AI chips. It had unbelievable returns, up well over 200% the past year. Last year in 2022, that stock lost over 80% of its value. So you have to keep that in mind. No matter how far it goes, it can give back 80% in a couple months. Where are you then? That's 80% of everything, including the gains. So again, if you're close to retirement, the moral of the story here is you need to have a well-diversified portfolio. You should understand where commodities fit in your portfolio, where alternative investments like real estate fit in. the ability to just maybe have covered call options in your portfolio. There's all kinds of things you can do to smooth out this ride in a portfolio so it gets you where you want to go. But if you get too excited or you try to chase the return of the market all the time, you're going to get burned when the market goes south as well. So I have to just tell you, you got to be really, really careful. Another CNBC headline, Maersk, I think it's a Danish company, big shipping company out there, Maersk to pause all container ship traffic through the Red Sea. And I guess they said their ships were hit by these Houthi rebels who are active in the Red Sea and the Suez Canal and so forth, but they've had it. They're not going to risk it anymore. So what's the impact of that going to be? Since that story came out, seven other companies have also stopped shipping through the Red Sea. And this can have major impacts on oil markets because there's a lot of oil container ships that go through there, but even cargo in general. So now we're rerouting these shipping containers all around the Horn of Africa. They're going old school. And that's going to add 16 days of time onto the delivery of goods and services. So that will be a supply chain issue that could potentially create issues. That in itself could be inflationary when those products and services actually get to market. Hence all the stuff we're just talking about earlier. And again, these are the things I'm worried about. We see a lot of escalation again in our state of the market updates we do for clients, where we talked about what we see as the risks to the economy in 2024. An expanded military action all across the Mideast region. Between the Hamas war with Israel, Iran is now funding it, and Iran's actually funding the Houthis that are doing these attacks as well. We had U.S. take out 15 targets. Aircraft shot down drones, took out some installations in Iran. And hey, you're messing with our sovereignty is what they're saying. So we know this is going to escalate. We saw that this telegraph a few months ago by Senator Lindsey Graham on national TV six, 8 weeks ago, and I talked about it. So it's the foreshadowing is there. But what this means is there's more likely going to be, and this will be the excuse, and that's what I'm trying to warn people about. It's never the story itself, but it's what we blame the sell-off on, that story. So I don't know when it's coming, but the market's overbought and it's going to correct. And this is maybe one of those things that likely could lead to that story that we blame it on if we have expanded military operations in the Mediterranean, the Red Sea, anywhere in the Suez Canal. There's just a lot of geopolitical risk out there. And then that could quickly take these stocks that have been high flyers and correct them severely because of the huge run-up just the Magnificent Seven stocks have had. And so it's the retail investor. It's the last guy, the mom and pop in, the last people in that usually get burned the worst. And so we want people to just take heed and have caution with their portfolios. Now, before we head to break, I put together what I'd like to refer to as our Retirement Success Toolkit. Retirement Success Toolkit's got a lot of things in it. Why? Because for a good retirement, you need a lot of things. It's got a copy of my recently published book, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve, a companion report titled, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. So the Retirement Success Toolkit can be yours free of charge. Simply raise your hand, give us a call. We'll send it out to you, no cost, no obligation. We'll even pay for the postage, 866-316-0822. Again, ask for the Retirement Success Toolkit, 866-316-0822, or you go to crystallaketax.com. It's got a lot of great stuff in it. I think you're going to find it valuable. That's 866-316-0822. Or go to the website, crystallaketax.com. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint, where today we're talking about politics and inflation. Blueprint will continue right after this.
This is the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source. When it comes to proper estate planning, there are really only two outcomes. You can leave a legacy, or you can leave a mess. Which one do you want to leave behind? It's important you understand how even the most generous plans for your assets you intended to bequeath can be undone by probate, taxes, legal snags, healthcare costs, and other avoidable pitfalls.
Join Michael Stewart of Crystal Lake Tax for a live in-person workshop on estate planning Thursday, February 15th and Tuesday, February 20th, 6:30 p.m. at Huntley Park District in Huntley.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Protect your estate against excessive taxes. Spare loved ones the cost and headache of probate. and avoid the most common estate planning mistakes.
Join Michael Stewart of Crystal Lake Tax for a live in-person workshop on estate planning Thursday, February 15th and Tuesday, February 20th, 6:30 p.m. at Huntley Park District in Huntley.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com.
You can leave a legacy or you can leave a mess. Which one do you want to leave behind?
Have you missed any of today's Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart? No problem. You can hear all of our shows online anytime, 24/7 at crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. We've covered some of the big stories. Now I want to talk about this great misconception out there that people should have made all kinds of money last year. Now, if you were selective and just put all your money in just a handful of investments, a handful of stocks, that could be true. I mean, if you put all your money in NVIDIA and Meta, which is Facebook, you'd be up 200%. That sounds pretty rosy. And so that weighs on the way the markets get skewed. And sometimes we have to kind of bring people back to reality, if you will. And if you understand where the markets are, so basically 2023, the S&P 500, the 500 largest companies in the U.S. had a banner year. It really did. It was up about 24%. U.S. equities show that up across the board, but all of them really weren't up. In fact, we have what's called market-weighted indices. In other words, the bigger the market cap of the company, like the Apples of the world, the biggest companies, the Microsofts, the bigger the weighting they get in the indices, and the bigger they're going to influence whether the index shows a positive or a negative return. And I'll kind of explain. And so in 2023, we had what was called the Magnificent Seven. It was including the NVIDIA and Facebook, you know, which is now known as Meta, along with a few other stocks like Amazon and Apple and Tesla. These stocks, these high flyers, if you will, led the path. I mean, they were up over 70-80% for the Magnificent Seven throughout 2023. But if you just took out those seven stocks out of the S&P 500, if you just took them out and said, I've got the S&P 493, it wasn't even up 10%. It was a single-digit year. So very different reality of where the markets are compared to what people might have seen on TV or if they were only following the S&P 500. Underneath the surface, things were a lot rougher for the other 493 companies than it was just seven big tech stocks. And the talking heads certainly want to tout it as a good year, so we're seeing that everywhere. But what I think is interesting is what I always talk about, go back in time, timestamp things so you can get some perspective. Because while the markets, even if you were just in an index fund, you're thinking up 24%. But are you really up? Well, we're still not at all-time highs when the year ended. We just barely moved up in all-time highs and then had a little bit of a sell-off. You're not as high as you were around 2 years ago. So we had the crash in 22, the recovery in 23 to basically be treading water and only up single digits over 2 years. And it's important to put that in perspective this year, because in 2022, the S&P 500 was down about 19%. So if you made $1,000 a year based on 2023's performance, even though you were up over 20%, or about 1% if you're assuming somebody invested $100,000 in 2022, lost almost 19%, and then in 23 gained back 24%, they'd basically be just a little over $100,000 now, but they've wasted 2 years. So a couple percent return over the last two calendar years, that gives you a little bit more reality of what's really going on in the markets. Now, the reality, too, is if you were young, you might want to be heavily in stocks, 90, 95, 100%. If you're 30 or 40 years away from retirement, that makes sense. But most of the clients at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial that we're dealing with, and you see it every day, those are the folks that have worked their entire life to save up a nest egg. They don't want to lose it at this stage of their life. They want to protect it. They certainly want to grow it. We want to keep up with the buying power. We want to fight inflation. And I always talk about our goal in reality is to give you what I call a real rate of return. Beat taxes, beat inflation, and provide income you can't outlive. Can we do it every year? Absolutely not. Anybody promises different, they're flat out lying to you. But let's put some reality on there. So if you're going to diversify your assets, everybody's heard you should never put all your eggs in one basket. So let's talk about a diversified portfolio. The gold standard in our industry has always been what they call a 60-40 portfolio. 60% stocks, 40% fixed income. How is that done over the same time period this year versus last year? And maybe if you combine it. Well, in 2022, it was down about 17%. In 2023, it rallied just like the stock market did, but was only up about 15% because it was actually dragged down by the bonds doing poorly. In 22, about 13%, and having a slightly up year of around 4% in 2023. So if you average it out, if you invested $100,000, you would have been down about 83 at the end of 22. You would have been back up to about 95 in 2023, but you're still down about 4 or 5%. So over the last two full years, 2022, 2023, the average investor in a traditionally diversified 60-40 portfolio actually ended 2023 over the 2 years down about 4%. So some people have to step back and think about that and say, okay, if you're doing better than that, that's great. And even if you're doing worse than that, it's not the end of the world as far as you didn't lose 30% or something. So the idea when it comes to retirement planning is we try to help people understand their portfolio. We want to grow your dollars, but it's not the first and foremost thing. It's protecting those dollars from excessive losses because that's a better indicator if someone's going to eventually run out of money in retirement or not, right? Every week on this show, we talk about in retirement, income is the outcome. Eat the eggs, not the chicken. So which means spend the interest and dividends, don't touch the principal. On top of that, as you get older, if you have to take dollars like most Americans do from those qualified accounts, those accounts you have to take those pesky RMDs, required minimum distributions from your 401ks, your IRAs, your 403bs, you're going to be forced to take those distributions even if you don't want them. And if you have to do that when the stock market's down 20%, they don't just recalculate that because you're down. You still have to take that full distribution the IRS wants. And that changes the distribution math pretty dramatically if you have to take it from principal when it's a down year. Now, we follow a lot of different research. We pay for some. We get some free from other sites that we are partnered with. And the one thing about the information age, it helps us go out, find research just about anywhere. And so one of the companies that we follow a lot, I've talked a lot about this, is First Trust. They're out of Wheaton, Illinois. They've been the most accurate, according to Wall Street and other analysts, they've been the most accurate predictor of what goes on in the economy for some time now. Consensus Economics, actually, it's a group of 200 economists, basically said in 2022, they were the most accurate. Now, that was a little bit of a different story in 2023. Their lead economist, Brian Westbury, leads a team of economists at First Trust that have gotten lots of kudos over the year. Now, they missed the boat in 2023, as I did, frankly. I thought we would have had a recession sooner, maybe declared by the fourth quarter, and it didn't occur. But Brian Westbury wrote a recent blog talking about why he still thinks don't celebrate this soft landing too fast. We're probably going to have a recession at some point in 2024. And the title of the article is Mild Recession, S&P 4500. So their target for 2024 was around 3900. So they missed it a little bit this year, but they expect a mild recession and the S&P to go down about 200, 400 points from where it is right now. And that would be a negative loss all throughout next year. Now, I did read the blog post. He does talk about don't go out and sell all your stocks just because the market might go negative. This is part of investing. And again, he'll even admit we're never all correct. They base a valuation on the market, and it's been really accurate for the last 16 years. They call it a capital markets model, basically where they use the 10-year treasury yield as a benchmark against the large cap equities or stock market. In other words, if the 10-year treasury was yielding only, say, 1.5%, as it was a while back, then stocks were undervalued for a long time, and you thought you should get back to around 5,100 in the S&P 500. That's a couple years back. We almost got there 2 years ago. We still haven't got back to the all-time highs yet. We've crossed over the 4,900 mark and then kind of pulled back a little bit. But he realizes today with the 10-year treasury around 4%, it's a very different story and very different math. So fair valuation, they believe, is actually around 3,900 on the S&P 500 or about 1,000 points below where we are now. Folks, that's not a Dow 1,000 points on the Dow Jones. It moves that hundreds every day. This is the S&P 500 where a 50-point move is a bad day. We talked about this a year ago at our State of the Market update. The fair value last year was around 3,700 at the start of the year, and that's why I thought it could get to 3,900, and we had concurred with that, mild growth. But we actually had a banner growth, which is all heavily weighted by those magnificent seven stocks. So once again, if you back out those seven stocks and say, how'd the other 493 do? They were up only single digits last year. So I think the moral of the story here is you can't put all your eggs in one basket. You can't go chasing those crazy returns. The other reality is that when the market has a 20%+ correction or a 20%+ return over a third of the time, the next year it's got a negative return. And that'll be the reality. We don't know though. One of the things we talked about at our State of the Market update is election years, which we're going to have this year. The market usually goes up. Now it goes up. What's interesting is if a Republican candidate ends up winning, it goes up 13%, and if a Democrat wins, it goes up about 7.9%. But either way, it's a positive return based on the outcome of elections. Obviously, you can't know that until after the election. These are just interesting stats. These are things we like to cover. Now, before we head to break, I put together what I'd like to refer to as our Retirement Success Toolkit. Retirement Success Toolkit's got a copy of my book in it, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build a Retirement You Deserve, companion report titled, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. So the Retirement Success Toolkit can be yours free of charge. Simply give us a call, 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822. Or go to crystallaketax.com. Love to get that out to you. No cost, no obligation. We'll even mail it out at our expense and get this critical Retirement Success Toolkit in your hands today. I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. You're listening to Retirement Success Blueprint. We'll continue right after this.
You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source.
For baby boomers, here's something to think about. Will you have enough income during your retirement? Are you absolutely sure? Do you understand the difference between growth and income? How about bonds and bond funds? Are you 100% ready for RMDs? Do you have an estate plan? If you've said no to any of these, we can help. Right now, for the first five callers, we'll send you a free, custom-designed, animated video retirement kit to help you plan for the retirement you've worked so long and so hard for. These custom video kits are loaded with cutting-edge retirement technology, custom-designed to your specific areas of need. There's nothing else like them. So call right now to receive your very own custom-designed animated video retirement kit.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com.
Thanks for listening to our show. Our Income First model is a strategy that seeks to focus on income through a diverse portfolio of fixed income and fixed income-like equity positions. To accomplish this, we just avoid mutual funds and we focus on individual income-generating securities that can be customized and managed for your specific investment needs. By being willing to stray away from a short-term benchmark, we can focus on delivering a more secure and reliable year-over-year income stream and opportunistically manage through volatility. To learn more about our income first approach, just reach out to the show today.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com.
Time now for the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. In this segment, we're going to take some of your questions. The first question is about consumer spending. The quote is, I saw an article about something called doom spending. I don't know what that thing is. I guess it's good for the economy that consumers spend, but it probably doesn't bode well for the future. What do you think of doom spending? What is it? Well, it's kind of like people using the credit while they still have it, because they fear it may be taken away from them. So we go out and, well, if this thing's going to go down, we're going to go down and have some fun. So spending money frivolously on things that maybe you shouldn't spend the money on, maybe you know better. But you go ahead and crank it up, spend the money anyway, because you have fear that you won't be able to spend that money in the future. And just so you know, this is what happens. We have credit cycles we go through. If you go back 15 years ago, we went through the Great Recession, 2008, 2009, etc. And credit cards, people's limits kept getting ratcheted down. If you had a home equity line, all of a sudden, maybe you could take $50,000, $100,000 home equity line, and then the bank said, nope, you don't have a home equity line anymore. So if you had a $5,000 limit on a credit card, and you had a $3,500 balance, you might have got a letter in the mail that said your limit's $3,800, right? So they left you enough money to fill your gas tank or something, but not enough to spend anymore because they were worried about the risks. So they kept taking down your limits to take some risk off the table. That's what the credit card companies did. We had record bankruptcies in business in 2023. Nobody seems to be talking about that. We had more Chapter 11 business bankruptcy filings in the U.S. in 2023. We have record credit card debt. And for the first time in history, there are more people rolling their balance on credit cards than paying them off every month.
Again, the majority of people are responsible with them, but there are millions and millions of people that have unbelievably high debts on their credit cards, have record interest rates on those credit cards, and that just doesn't bode well. This is all happening in what's supposed to be a healthy economy, a healthy stock market. Yet people are more indebted than ever. At some point, that's going to come home to roost, and that's going to be a problem. So the doom spending here is that people realize that, well, I have it available now. It may not be available next year. Let me go ahead and spend it. Eat, drink, be merry for tomorrow, as we may die. And we saw that in travel this year, vacations. So they started surveying people. Well, don't you think you should have saved for a rainy day? And the scary part is younger folks, Gen Zers, millennials, over half of them sided this story. I think it was 53% said, nope, I'm going to live for today. I'm not worried about retirement. That's not my problem. The government's going to take care of me. That's the attitude. And so we're going to have to go through something, right? And the greatest generations, we have a handful of them still with us, but unfortunately, most of those that are 85 or older, the greatest generation that fought World War II for us, right? They understood. So they came back and would not spend their money. They were penny wise. They were smart. They're just really good savers. Then the baby boomers started out that way and started to realize, hey, it's okay to spend money. They started making more money. So we had an economy like we'd never seen through the 80s and the 90s. When most of the boomers were in their working years, so they rightly spent the money. Then you got Gen Xers coming behind us, kind of watching their parents overspend, became better savers. But the millennials, the Gen Zers, the Gen Yers are not necessarily savers. And so we have a real problem here. We have a crisis in America for retirement planning, this attitude that you should just tax the rich and pay for the nonsense. And again, I say this every year, but you can confiscate the wealth of every billionaire in this country, and there's about 900 of them. Take it all. Take all their wealth. Warren Buffett, every penny. You can only run our government for 90 days, but then what are you going to do? And so we're going to have to go through these weak times to produce hard men. Unfortunately, we don't have that. I'm just telling you what it is. Take a look at the political landscape right now. Just a bunch of sheep. Just don't make it any harder on yourself than you have to. I mean, we strike a balance here. We do want people to be careful. We plan, right? We plan like crazy here. But we also want people to spend money and enjoy their retirement. And how do you do that? You have a portfolio where you can live off of the interest and dividends. If you've got a $1 million portfolio and we make it cash flow at 5%, that's $50,000 a year you can spend. Doesn't matter if the market goes up, down, sideways. You can spend the interest and dividends without touching the principal. If you've got a $2 million portfolio, that's $100,000 of additional supplemental income. That's eating the eggs, not the chickens. It's possible to do both if you have a proper plan. All right, let's move on to the next question. It's about investments. MarketWatch ran a story about investors making, quote, a dash for trash, going after high-risk targets. Is that something you do at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial? Yeah, no, that's not what we're going to do. What we're seeing is people that maybe have missed some of this ride, that fear of missing out. Don't panic when you miss a big uptick. The idea is for consistent long-term returns. That's how investing should work, and you should have a proper understanding of risk every age and how much drawdown you're willing to experience. But we're seeing a ton of speculation capital fly into unprofitable tech companies. These are startup companies. So let's go back to COVID and think about all the subscription models that were coming out. Things like, and again, I have no money invested in these companies, feeling one way or the other. But you can do, obviously, just streaming. Hulu, Netflix, Disney+, ESPN, whatever you can pay for these. I think it's a company that sends you clothes, Stitch Fix, ButcherBox. We'll send you the meat. And you sign up for these things. And they look great during COVID because there were startups and everybody was locked in their houses. So they were buying all these things left and right. They had cash in their pocket. But these companies are just disappearing left and right. They're consolidating left and right. They've been losing money for years left and right. Another startup that was kind of emerging, remember the Beyond Meat company, the Impossible Burger, was woohoo, it's crazy. This thing just crashed and burned. Wait, people really don't want to eat fake meat? And so be careful. People are spending money aggressively buying stocks that have no profit and no real market capitalization going forward. And we prefer that there's profit behind a company versus just speculation. And again, the companies that can disappear sometimes. Can you make big returns? Absolutely you could. Could you lose everything? Absolutely you could. So just a word of caution. So the answer to the question is no, that's not what we do at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. What we do at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, whether it's in fixed income like bonds and preferreds and real estate and business development companies, or it's buying individual blue chip dividend paying stocks, is how do we take the risk that we need to take to achieve our goals in the most tax-efficient manner possible to make sure that you leave the legacy that you want, but in the meantime, don't damage your lifestyle, so you have enough money to spend and live the life that you want. So let me get to the next question. In fact, I talked about this when we first came out in the news in 2023. So the question is another question about investments. Quote, I saw a guy got nailed for $100 million stock fraud. Sounded like something out of a gangster movie. Some tiny deli in New Jersey was the front end for the operation. Needless to say, the deli was not generating $100 million for investment capital. I still don't understand how the scam worked. Can you explain it? And will you be adding this to your many strategies at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial? I think that last part's a little tongue-in-cheek there. So yeah, definitely not. We're not going to add this. And so we talked about this. The story first came out a little over a year ago. We talked about it on air. And basically what happened is this guy who's already got a couple dings on his securities license, if you will, in the industry, kind of went to a gym teacher, friend of his, and principal. I think it was two friends. And there were three of them involved. Basically, they bought this little deli, not even profitable, by the way, deli, opened a little sandwich shop that didn't even make money. They put it under a shell corporation, basically got it listed somehow publicly, and then inflated it in what's called a pump and dump scheme. It got the stock value up to over $100 million, and the only asset they actually had was that deli. And I don't know, 40, 50 grand worth of assets, maybe, actually in the building, and it didn't even make a profit. So there's no what we call EBITDA, right? Earnings before income tax depreciation. So no profit margin, nothing. And basically the shell cracked over a year and a half ago. And when we talked about this story, basically this thing started way back in 2014 and they were able to run this scam for a while. And the idea was that they're going to try and use what's called a reverse merger to put their capital or fake capital into a much bigger company or buy a company that was profitable, smaller, and maybe use their stock to buy it, use the company they bought to then put cash actually in their pocket. So it was a complete scam, start to finish. One of the guys tried to escape. He's from Hong Kong or whatever. He was arrested in Thailand. Now he sits in a jail in New Jersey and another guy in North Carolina. Folks, if it sounds too good to be true, it's probably too good to be true. But again, people always come up with creative ways to scam people. So I think it's important to just take a moment, tell people, listen, just slow down, take a breath. I was actually presented by a relative a business opportunity on that trip. I just went on. I had to sit back, bite my tongue, and be like, that's not a good idea. Something just doesn't smell right in Denmark, right? And it was just so many things obviously popping out. People get excited. They think they're behind. They think that they just need to be more aggressive. They need to take these chances. So I guess my word of caution is just take your time, pump the brakes, think about things. This is your life's work. This is the decisions that you make because you work your entire life to save up this capital and now you need to protect it. As you're getting close to retirement, in retirement, how do you protect it? How do you minimize the taxes so that you get the benefits out of your own hard work? Now, before we head to break, I want to offer one final time our Retirement Success Toolkit. Retirement Success Toolkit's got several things in it because in retirement, you need several things. Got a copy of my book, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve. Companion report titled, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. So the Retirement Success Toolkit can be yours free of charge. No cost, no obligation. We'll even cover the postage. 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822. Or you can go to crystallaketax.com. Love to get that out to you. No cost, no obligation. We'll mail it out at our expense. Get this critical retirement success toolkit in your hands. That's 866-316-0822 or go to crystallaketax.com. This is your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. You're listening to Retirement Success Blueprint. We will continue right after this.
You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source. When it comes to proper estate planning, there are really only two outcomes. You can leave a legacy, or you can leave a mess. Which one do you want to leave behind? It's important you understand how even the most generous plans for your assets you intended to bequeath can be undone by probate, taxes, legal snags, healthcare costs, and other avoidable pitfalls.
Join Michael Stewart of Crystal Lake Tax for a live in-person workshop on estate planning Thursday, February 15th and Tuesday, February 20th, 6:30 p.m. at Huntley Park District in Huntley.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Protect your estate against excessive taxes. Spare loved ones the cost and headache of probate.
and avoid the most common estate planning mistakes.
Join Michael Stewart of Crystal Lake Tax for a live in-person workshop on estate planning Thursday, February 15th and Tuesday, February 20th, 6:30 p.m. at Huntley Park District in Huntley.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com.
You can leave a legacy or you can leave a mess. Which one do you want to leave behind?
Have you missed any of today's Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart? No problem. You can hear all of our shows online anytime, 24/7 at crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. As we begin to wind down here, I've got a headline from 401k Specialist Magazine. 9 states still taxing Social Security benefits in 2024. The good news is we're not one of them if you're in Illinois or if you're in Wisconsin. Our legislators constantly talking about how do we keep people here, right? The brain drain, this nonsense that kids don't go here. If there's good jobs, stay here and act like taxation. Because I see people who have different political takes on things than I do on Twitter saying it's nonsense. Our tax rates don't drive anybody away. Yes, yes, they do. We see that with retirees. We see that with property taxes. We see that all across the world the last few years. We do the planning to see if they should move across the river or not, right? Move to the north, move to the south. And if you follow the planning that we do here, we do heavy Roth conversions for a majority of our clients. If we get all your retirement assets into what's called a Roth account, if your 401k, your TSP, your 403b, your IRAs, if we can convert that into a tax-free Roth account. Now, we don't do it all in 1 year, by the way. We're not going to blow up your tax bill. We're going to show you how to do that systematically. But if we get it done, and we do for the average client before they're in early to mid-70s, over 40% of our clients get to that tax-free level, where you're not paying income tax on your Social Security. You're not paying income tax on your investment withdrawals that you have. Ideally, a tax-free retirement or at least a low tax rate retirement is what we're all going for. And since Social Security won't have state income tax, you won't also have to pay federal tax or state income tax on that. If there's only Social Security 1, Social Security 2, and then Roth distributions during that time frame, that can potentially be a 100% tax-free lifestyle for retirees. For a lot of our clients, let's say they got a big pension or something, they might not be able to get a tax-free retirement, but we can get them into the single digits. And that is a great place to be. It is very real, could be done for real planning. We do it all the time. Of all the many things I've learned in my time, being a fiduciary financial planner for the last 24 years is probably the most dramatic fact. The way that people get blitzed and blindsided by taxes in retirement. People think, hey, I've made it across the finish line. I'm not working anymore, so taxes aren't going to be a problem. No, you may be withdrawing as much or more income in retirement as you did when you were working. And Uncle Sam is waiting to clobber you with those taxes. Every single day, I have to remind our advisors, to remind our clients, our prospective clients that we meet with every day, hey, am I doing the right thing? Getting the second opinion, taking advantage of the blueprint, whatever it may be. Not all of them eventually become our clients, but let's face it, we're not a fit for everybody and they're not a fit for us. But when we discuss this, sometimes I have to make sure the advisors understand they've been trained and hammered so hard on this information that sometimes we take it for granted that everyone doesn't know the basic information because we unfortunately don't teach financial literacy here to people in America. And this is why, and I got to tell you folks, listen, in 2024, make it your goal to get financially literate, to get educated. Take advantage of our online educational webinars. Come see us in person at educational workshops. Continue to tune in every week. Listen to our podcast that comes out every 2 weeks, the Retirement Success Blueprint. I hope one, if not all of these, can help you along the journey. These are all complimentary to help you understand finances in a better way. So if you really need to take advantage of that, we love educating people. But these are the important things that people just, I mean, we had a questionnaire, I don't know, maybe a month or two ago, I remember on the show, I don't know which show, but a listener from Nebraska assumed his 401k would not be taxed when he got into retirement. And I remember that question coming in like, no, it couldn't be further from the truth. And not only that, tax created taxes on the Social Security. So basically, not only do they pay tax on the withdrawals from the 401k, but it made 85% of their Social Security subject to taxes. Now, they weren't getting extra money. They were just paying more taxes on $1.85 instead of a dollar now. Now, the state tax part goes away if you don't have Social Security tax at the state level. But in certain states, Social Security is taxed. But people really need to understand how taxes work. And I often tell a story. Some of the presentations I give, a lady that basically earned $750 in interest on a $100,000 seed. That was 2 years ago when interest rates were less than 1%, right? $750, didn't think there'd be much tax on it. So she paid an effective rate of basically 41%. And she's in the 12% tax bracket, the marginal tax bracket. But she paid 41% tax between the Fed and the state on just that extra $750 of interest earnings. Almost half of it gobbled up because no one explained her the tax code. So again, you don't know what you don't know. If you're going to do anything in 2024, get a grasp on financial literacy, and taxation especially is where we like to start. So folks, if you've got questions on anything we've covered today, I want to give you the number here. Now, you can call in and get our Retirement Success Toolkit. We can get some information in your hands, a little bit of information on the firm, but chances are you've got questions. If you've got questions, we've got answers. And what we typically like to do is set up what we call a 15-minute strategy call. What is a 15-minute strategy call? It's an opportunity for you to talk with one of our fiduciary financial advisors to get your specific questions answered. We're all adults here, so if it makes sense to get together, have what we call a fit meeting, are you a fit for us, are we a fit for you, and you know, go a little deeper, roll up our sleeves, great, we'll know that at the end of that call. If not, at least you're gonna come away with your questions answered. That's the one promise that we make to you. So how do you get this 15-minute complimentary strategy call with one of our 15 fiduciary financial advisors? 866-316-0822. Just say, I want a 15-minute strategy call, and we'll compare calendars and get you on it. Have a 15-minute strategy call with one of our fiduciary financial planners, 866-316-0822. We've been doing this for over 16 years, folks. We've helped tens of thousands of people. Wherever your questions are, wherever you live, whatever your scenarios are, believe me, we've seen it. We work with clients in 27 different states across this great country. We've got offices in the Chicago area, Madison. We love to meet with our clients and help them financially. We've done it hundreds of times over. You work way too hard. You save up your entire life. You're getting ready to retire in retirement. So whether it's a first opinion, a second opinion, however we can help, we're happy to do it. Just reach out. I put together what I refer to as our Retirement Success Toolkit. It's got a copy of my book in it, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build a Retirement You Deserve, a white paper titled, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. Give us a call. Ask for the Retirement Toolkit, 866-316-0822. Or go to the website, crystallaketax.com. Love to get that out to you. No cost, no obligation. We'll mail it at our expense. Folks, 2024 is going to be a very tumultuous year. We're already starting to see that in the markets. We're seeing that in the economy. There's a potential recession on the horizon. We've got a tremendous political election in the back half of the year. So the one thing we know is that it's going to be uncertain. So get this Retirement Success Toolkit. Now, before we leave you here, I want to kind of carry on one more thing on taxes. And because it came up with a client that I met this week, and it's what we call the widow's penalty. The widow's penalty, folks. So whether you were a widow or a widower, an example that I give are two of my clients, Bill and Sue. I share it in workshops, but I think it's really important. So you had Bill and Sue in their early 60s looking to retire. Bill had a pension. They had Social Security that they could claim. Sue was not in the best of health. So Bill claimed his pension, claimed a 50% survivor benefit. Why? Well, because Sue wasn't really in great health. So they thought that Bill would outlive her. So he took a little bit of a haircut for a 50% survivor benefit, but really wanted the higher income benefit. So what happened? They got to travel, got to go across the country in their RV, had a couple good years, and then unfortunately, Bill passed before Sue. So it was kind of shocking. We met with Sue. She thought she was going to be the first to go. But what they didn't realize is on the $100,000 of income that they had in retirement, the combination of pension and Social Security, after their standard deduction, Bill and Sue were actually still in the 12% tax bracket and really only paid about 11% in income tax. So for a six-figure income, $100,000 income in retirement, let them do all the things they wanted to do. They were in great financial shape, great tax shape, and we weren't touching any of the principal. We were just eating the eggs, not the chickens. Well, unfortunately, when Bill passed, one of the things that a lot of people don't understand is multiple moving parts now happen, and one of them is the tax side. So Bill had a $3,000 Social Security benefit. Sue had $2,000 Social Security benefit. Now, the surviving spouse will bump up into the higher, so she moved up into Bill's $3,000, but then her $2,000 a month went away, which is a reduction in household income of $24,000. Now, on top of that, Bill had a $50,000 pension. Now, that $50,000 pension, if you recall, had a 50% survivor benefit, which means Sue wouldn't get the $50,000. She would only get $25,000 now. So basically, the household income, not only did she lose Bill, but the household income just declined by $49,000. The $100,000 got cut down to a little over $50,000, and she lost her partner. But folks, as Paul Harvey would say, and now for the rest of the story, there's something called the widow's penalty when it comes to taxation in our country. And the widow's penalty is in the first year that your spouse passes, that's the last year you get to claim jointly. So double standard deduction of around $30,000. So you're much bigger tax brackets, twice the income at half the tax rate. Instead, the widow's penalty is Sue now, who had her income cut from $100,000 to $50,000, went from being in the 12% tax bracket with $100,000 of income into the 22% tax bracket because she had to file single now. Folks, that is what we call the widow's penalty. And it's why I implore you, work with an advisor that understands taxes. Work with an advisor that understands how it impacts your estate planning and that. Folks, you've worked too hard for your money not to take this seriously. Most people just have an investment broker, some schlup that sells them a bunch of stuff, sells them a bunch of annuities and things like that without really taking into account their overall financial plan, their tax plan, their estate plan, their healthcare plan, all of those things. So this week, folks, I want to leave you with this. At my firm, Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we are wealth managers. We mentioned this at the beginning of the show. What is the difference between an investment broker and a wealth manager? Your investment broker, your insurance agent just handles your investments. They meet with you maybe once, twice a year, show you a bunch of pie charts, tell you your money went up or down. That's really about it. If you need any tax strategies, they say go see your CPA or tax person. If you got an estate planning question, they tell you go see your estate planning attorney. Folks, this is your life savings we're talking about. Your advisor should be able to provide the lead on all aspects of your life, investments, taxes, estate. At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we consider ourselves the general manager of your financial team. We oversee the other professionals on investments, taxes, the estate attorneys. So we provide a plan that addresses all areas of your financial life under one roof. We've got fiduciary financial planners, a CPA, enrolled agents, notaries, paralegals, and a legal team we work with for estate planning. In fact, as a wealth manager and a fiduciary for the last 24 years, I have helped successful savers like you with what are their five biggest concerns. One, make smart choices with their money, not taking too much risk, just enough to achieve your goals. Two, wealth enhancement, mitigate your taxes. How do you proactively save taxes over a lifetime? Three, wealth transfer. Transfer to your heirs with the least costs, least taxes, least fees, least time, least government involvement. Four, wealth protection. Protect your assets from unjust and frivolous lawsuits. Protect it from the nursing home. Protect it from disability, long-term care. And fifth, if you're charitably inclined, maximize your charitable impact. Your financial life is more complicated than just investments. Thank you for joining us this week for the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. If you enjoyed the show, tell a friend. If you know someone that could use conservative, tax-focused financial planning advice, don't keep us a secret. You can always get more information at crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. Until next week, be safe, be humble, and never settle for anything less than you deserve.
That's all the time we have for today. To speak with Michael off the air, call 866-316-0822. And for more information about how to make the switch to retirement income, visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Michael will be back again next week at this same time for another Retirement Success Blueprint.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. Crystal Lake Tax and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are not associated entities. Crystal Lake Tax is a franchise of Retirement Income Source, LLC. Retirement Income Source, LLC and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are associated entities.